This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica's agriculture sector poised for further growth, housing ministry intensifying squatter management activities, and Independence Celebrations 2014 to feature new activities. Details after the break.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Now the news. Jamaica's agriculture sector is poised for further growth with significant investments by private entities and ongoing expansion of overseas markets. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark says business interests in North America are finalizing plans to import Jamaican foods, while Permanent Secretary in the Ministry Donovan Stanbury is in the United Kingdom to finalize arrangements for exports to that state. Minister Clark was speaking at the launch of the Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show earlier this week. He cites an investment of over $800 million by Jamaica Broilers Group in a grain facility and $3.5 billion by Caribbean Broilers towards poultry expansion as signs of the private sector's confidence in agriculture. Meanwhile, the government will in short order donate 50 cows to each of the island's 4 agricultural schools. This is part of initiatives to encourage young people to get involved in dairy farming.
What we want is to make our young people begin to appreciate the value of our locally produced foods.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark. The Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show will be staged at the Denby Showground in Mape and Clarendon from August 1 to 3. Minister Clark urged the organizers, the Jamaica Agricultural Society, to use the occasion to encourage productivity in the farming community. The Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing has been carrying out a number of infrastructure projects to upgrade and regularize settlements and address illegal land tenure. Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Marae Skye, says the government has made notable strides in this regard over the last financial year.
Over the last financial year, we completed 32 housing solutions at Albany Esher in St. Mary and at 21 Augustown Road in St. Andrew. Incremental upgrading works with respect to the acquisition of land, planning and pegging have been carried out on a 292-lot subdivision at Galleon Beach in St. Elizabeth.
Dr. Guy was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Wednesday. This year, the ministry will begin and complete projects, resulting in another 8 housing solutions in Bounty Hall, Trelawney, and 17 commercial lots in Vanzilands, also in Trelawney. Turning to the government's policy intervention with regard to squatter management, Dr. Guy says the ministry has started preliminary preparation for the National Squatter Management Policy and Implementation Plan. And this year's Independence Celebrations will feature new activities as the Ministry of Youth and Culture seeks to revitalize the festival to be observed under the theme, "This is Jamaica, My Jamaica." Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says the redesigned program reflects the government's commitment to enhancing the contribution of culture and the creative industries to the national economy.
Usually, Jamaica Festival refer to the week of celebration from July 31 to Independence Day. This year, we're branding Jamaica Festival as a season of activities beginning in June and culminating on Independence Day.
Minister Hanna was speaking at a ceremony Wednesday at the Louise Bennett Garden Theatre to launch Jamaica Festival 2014. The activities include a National Family Day, Live Music Tuesdays, a Dutchy Culinary Festival, and an Auntie Rochi Festival, which will showcase the storytelling talent of Jamaica's literary, film, and television communities. The Heart of Ska International Festival, Independence Conversations, and National Independence Exhibitions will also form part of the celebration. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.